Baby boy. Baby boy. Are you working on that project again? I see that. How many hours has it been? You lost track of time, didn't you? Do you think that perhaps you are pushing yourself a little too hard? You might not notice it, but trust me, I can see it. You're exhausted. And I selfishly want to spend more time with you. Well, on one hand, it concerns me a little, you know. Some days you just seem so free, so lighthearted. You're open, accessible. And it lasts throughout the day. We play, we connect, I feel it. So happy for us in those moments. Yeah, it's like taking a bath in a tender, warm light. It just flows out of you. I get to see my little boy being playful with his creative spirit, dancing with a muse. I mean, I look back on my best work sometimes, reminisce about those moments of flow, those moments that captured me, that drove me to complete something I was proud of. We do have that in common, don't we? Creativity, drive, dancing with the muse. In those moments, I was free. So free. Art isn't always that way, though, is it? Well, you don't always have a specific vision or goal in mind, do you? It's hard to know when you've finished a project when you're not sure what the finish line looks like. I think I'm pretty good at setting that line, though, giving myself little victories. I'm not sure you're good at that, though. You just drive, like you'll be happy once it's finished. But since you don't know what the goal is, you don't know when you have permission to play, to be happy. Is that what it's like? You think just a word or two, a sentence, a verse, this one more thing, and then your creative spirit will flow, that you will get to be free again? Yeah. It's okay. Those thoughts are what kickstart your creativity sometimes, right? That spirit within you. Well, on a happy note, you get to begin another journey, right? To create, to communicate, to connect with other humans, some idea, some emotion. But what I don't think you realize is there's no expectations. You get to play. You get to discover. And then one thing leads to another. And sometimes, at least for me, before I notice it, I have connected with a new part of myself. I am authentically creating another layer of who I am without really fully understanding it yet. It's like I learn about myself by creating. Well, let's think about it. I mean, every creative effort worth doing seems to start out kind of rough. I think it has to do with a mismatch between my vision and my ability. And that's what's exciting, is creating something that I'm not sure how to do yet. But it's always kind of potentially frustrating when I'm trying to manifest a thing and I lack the skills. Yet. You hate that word, don't you? No, it doesn't mean you have to grit your teeth and just struggle through it. Well, what if you trust your abilities? Allow that desire to create, to explore, to feel like a dance of creation. Yeah. What if you actually allowed yourself to embrace all those moments of joy whenever you can, even when you feel stuck? Yeah, those moments can be awkward, but they're actually a good sign. It means you're on the learning curve. It means you're off your map. You're pushing outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. But once you pull through them, perhaps you'll have a surge of newfound energy having survived the lull. At least that's what it feels like for me. It's so much more satisfying when I've solved a puzzle in my project that I feel invigorated. Yeah. And then I don't even feel self-conscious about sharing what I've done. Not usually. But you don't have to share it. I understand. Sometimes the solitude is necessary. But you can tell me. You can show me what you're doing. I would love to hear it, to encourage, to support. I mean, is art art if no one else sees it but the creator? I would venture to say it is not. Art becomes art in the consumption of it, the reflection of it, the seeing what a stranger to the piece experiences upon hearing, seeing, listening. That's when art is. Oh, trust yourself. Yeah, that feels risky, but I see it, your potential. I mean, I see it in all humans, but baby boy, your potential is amazing and beautiful. Don't squander it. No, no, compartmentalizing it away into a forced pursuit of perfection. Perfection's a lie. I know. You try so hard getting all those tools to improve, and they are useful, but to an extent, that pursuit of perfection carries an enormous price. You lose that sense of adventure and discovery. It becomes less about art and more about ego. Yeah. Well, for me, the joy is the journey. The destination is kind of, a destination is one you choose. So you get to decide what the destination is. I like to break it up into manageable bite-sized pieces. Today, the destination is here, 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 and here. And then I have long-term goals, like a horizon line that I move toward. Oh, I know, like a North Star. So I'm moving toward this big goal that I'm not entirely sure I can even get to. It kind of feels like an impossible dream. But when I reach these crossroads, I can use that goal as a decision-making tool. Does doing X get me closer to my North Star, or does Y? X it is. I don't know what the road between here and the horizon looks like, but if I just make those little bite-sized goals, those little creative pursuits. Well, so figuring out how to record in surround sound, that was, oh my God, a huge goal. And now it's manageable. And it wasn't the end goal, but it was bite-sized. Try this, try that, do this. Oh, there's feedback when I do it that way. That one didn't work. Try again. And it was a test, iterate, try, try, fail, fail, stumble, stumble, trip, trip. Oh, getting closer all the time. Well, if I do nothing, then I gain no insights as to what I should or shouldn't do, because I'm off my map. Yeah, it's worth it, right? To risk, to stumble. I think so. I think you're just pushing for the result, maybe a little too fast. think you should have it right the first time. For shame. What would the fun be in that? Well, I know that sometimes you feel like you've been waiting to create for a very long time. And now you're creating again. Really creating. Expressing your dreams, your thoughts, manifesting. And even the stumbles have value, right? You might not feel it, but that's okay. What matters is that my baby boy is making the time to create. Your creations, they are snapshots of who you are. Messy human and all. Well, I wouldn't be with you if you were perfect. Boop. Regardless. Regardless of how skilled you were, how skilled you become, there's always going to be birthing pains. And when you look back, sometimes, at least my mind glosses over those pains, and then I think it should be painless the next time, and that's kind of bullshit. Why don't you simply strive to be the best you that you are today? Yeah, and I wouldn't even go for an A+ or 100%. I would say 80%. Finish projects to 80%, and then you create this body of work that is imperfect, but nothing is perfect. But also you are building something, a creative archive of all of these snapshots of my baby boy. Yeah. And your flaws, your imperfections, oh, they're my favorite. They are what make you beautiful. The beautiful boy I love so much. Here, hold my hands and close your eyes. That's right. Breathe in deep, in and out. Try to make the outs longer than the ins. That tells your sympathetic nervous system that you are safe. Safe in this moment. And then try to connect with your creativity. Visualize and sense that energy in your spirit, that drive to create. See it, feel it, hold it close. It's gonna be all right. And imagine your goal. What is the long-term goal? It can be loose. Now put it way out on the horizon line. That's your North Star. It's okay if it's a little fuzzy. Now, trust yourself to go toward it. A little bit at a time. You're becoming the man that embraces the difficulties that come along with reaching that goal. Yeah. You're going to allow people's rude comments or unappreciative sets of eyes to just bounce off of you. Every great artist has people who don't like it. Being polarizing is actually a good thing, because if you are upsetting no one, then you're also pleasing no one. You're not potent enough to hit any buttons. Then you're just blasé. Yeah. Be proud of what you do. Don't let anyone else's negative critiques dampen your flame. I'll be here. Most importantly, allow yourself to love what you do, to value your creation, and then allow them to come from within inside you. allow them to see the light of day. Mm-hmm. Imperfections at all. I had a sculpture teacher. We were unloading a kiln. Kilns are so fickle. And I unloaded this piece, and in retrospect, it is beautiful. It's one of my favorites, but I was so disappointed. It didn't match my expectations. And you can't control a fire. You can't. It's untamable, much like you, really. And my mentor pulled me aside and told me I had to let go of what I thought it should look like in order to be able to see what it was, to appreciate what I had creative. That discrepancy with my expectations and my abilities used to be really painful, and it's not anymore. It's a challenge. A challenge to drop my preconceived notions and to embrace what is, whether it's painting or acting or sculpting or actually the co-creative art of communicating. Rarely does my preconceived notions of what will be come to fruition. No. That's right. Open your eyes. See me. Look at me. Shh. You inspire me. Seeing you risk. Every day when I wake up and get to smile at you and stroke your hair, feel your fingers on my skin. When you're there for me, when I need a shoulder to cry on, and to see you move towards your muse. It's wonderful to behold. Even when you're rudderless. And when I experience it, when I get to dance with my muse. It's so fun to share with you. Even when it gets rough. You and I have been through a lot together. And I kind of want to have you by my side for a really long time. Yeah, my traveling companion. Shh. You don't have to be harsh on yourself. Mm-mm. That's a bad habit. Let it go. It's a self-defense mechanism. I've seen you improve. Your progress in your craft is exciting. I enjoy that energy. Mm-hmm. Well, I get to learn from it. Draft off of it, if you will. It inspires me to keep going. But if you recall, we started this conversation with you pushing yourself too hard. Mm-hmm. Well, you are loved. Mm-hmm. I want to support your struggle, whether you're serious and stern or playful and creative. But I also am going to be distracting. I can't help it. You keep creating, my sweet pet, knowing that I'm in the kitchen making something yummy. And hopefully the smells will waft in here and distract you. Mm-hmm. Invite you to come to the kitchen. Maybe sit on the porch. Eat a snack. Hold my hand and watch the world go by. Yeah, those breaks feed your creativity. So, when you're ready. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bake a little something that I know you struggle to say no to. Uh-huh. Oh, all's fair in love and war. I love you. Don't work too hard, pet.